experts are back. This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us in this segment, Jake Prusakevich, who is the Assistant Saltwater Manager at Pruse Pets. Jake, one of the things we wanted to talk about with you and with Rick is what you do in the commercial accounts division at Pruse Pets in terms of setting up the fish tank. So, which Rick, do you want to start with that, and then we'll have Jake talk about it?
Sure, sure. We've been doing it quite a long time. Historically, you know, the idea back 10, 15 years ago, if you did aquarium maintenance, it was a guy in his pickup truck or his van going around, you know, whatever few people that, and early on, I saw a lot of opportunity for us and a lot of opportunity for the client. Endless number of times we would wait on customers and we'd get them up and involved, and either through life changing or just out of practicality, they would just want us to service the tank instead of themselves. There's a number of circumstances that can lead to that. You can just allow your imagination to run wild, anything from physical limitations to very busy people. Certainly the mayor would qualify as that. And so when we were in those situations, I figured if we were going to do it, let's do it right. And so I actually have my cell phone, is the actual emergency number of the store. So if every client that is a client of ours, and we have over 100 clients, if they have any issues or any problems that happen way past the hours, they call our emergency phone number, and that actually runs right to me, and we can actually be dispatched right away. So we actually have 4 to 5 technicians on the road at any given time, actually setting up, maintaining, keeping tanks running healthy, looking good, doing well, and bringing significant contributions to each every person's life that has this aquarium in their living room. We have them in retirement centers. We have them in the actual lobbies of retirement centers, and we also have them in the rooms of retirees. I can think of 2 or 3 right now. Go ahead.
Interesting. And Jake, when you go out there to set them up, what kind of things do you typically do when you are out visiting at these particular customers?
Right. So for each particular customer, we actually have a wish list as well. So things that they might want in the future as we're setting up their aquarium. So we will have they will have this sort of vision when they come into the store that they want to, you know, set up a particular aquarium, and we'll have the process in place that we can do to, you know, work with contractors to get that set up. But once we actually get to that point where we're going out there, we'll have, you know, one or many men depending on the size of the aquarium. And we're just going to kind of take the customer through the same thing that we're doing, you know, setting up the stand in the area that's, you know, leveling it out. And then from there, just making sure that you know, whatever bits and pieces that they've chosen to make the aquarium either as self-sufficient or as much interaction that they want to have in the tank, we want to make sure that the customer is empowered with the information, you know, that what's gone into the setup behind their tank as well, so that they know, you know, the guts of it. So if something does go wrong, you know, they have at least a chance to troubleshoot it before calling us, you know, at 3 o'clock in the morning, which I've done that before as well. You know, it's not a good call to get from Rick. Say, hey, so, what are you doing right now? And you're like, well, Rick, I'm I think it's REM cycle right now. What are you doing?
Right.
He's like, well, you know, you're going out to, you know, X person's house. And so, but yeah, definitely. And then, and as far as just what your general maintenance is performed, is we're going to go there. We're going to check the health of each of individual animals, make sure all the animals are in there, you know, and then get the tank looking good. So cleaning the glass, doing a partial water change, introducing any animals that might have been on that wish list that they created in the beginning.
Testing the water parameters. That's right. Always an important part.
Definitely.
We actually run we have a checkoff list that we actually go through, a regular sheet that they work through, and it actually tests all the parameters. So we can go back 6 months or 2 years back on any particular aquarium and see what the water chemistry issues were and whether or not there's any issues. And for the most part, we have over 100 accounts. Rarely a day goes by where there's ever even any conversation. I have technicians that come in and say, hey, Rick, anything going on out there? Any problems, any issues? And most of the times it's always no, because we set them up to be pretty much self-sufficient. You know, some clients want to get involved every week, every day. Some don't want to be touching the tank at all. And that's, you know, that's going to be more labor intensive. the mayor's office, we're only there once a month. And so it keeps the cost down to a bare minimum. In the case of many clients like Cheddar's Restaurant, I don't know if you've been there.
Oh, yeah.
We have a very beautiful tank there. If you've never been to Cheddar's Restaurant, if there's one good reason to go to that restaurant, it's probably one of the most attractive freshwater displays in the Lansing area. Just a beautiful, striking display. And we're there twice a week, and we make sure that everything's there. There's an automatic feeder that feeds the fish so that nobody else has to get involved.
Right. And if I understand properly, Jake, one of the things that you can do is pick what kind of fish do you want to have in there, whether it's saltwater, whether it's a reef tank, however you want it set up. You guys will design exactly what the customer is looking for, and you'll even change the environment of the fish tank if you want to do seasonality in order to reflect what's going on in any particular season. Is that right?
Right, correct. You know, so when a lot of times we have customers that come in and say, I want to keep this particular fish, and let's just go with the dory fish, the hippo tang. And that is a fish that is going to get 18 inches long. And so we're actually going to, you know, build an aquarium suitable for that fish when it's, you know, for the longevity of its life. We want to make sure that it's a healthy individual. And so as far as the whole seasonality, if they're are different institutions that want to have an objective with their tank and
SpongeBob.
Want to do SpongeBob or the Finding Nemo theme. We're more than happy to work with the customer, even create some sort of education. I mean, we'll work with them to, you know, whatever their goals are for the tank and objectives, we'll work with them.
Okay. One client that's worked with us a long, long time is Playmakers over there in Okemos. They're a great squad of people. It's great, as the years we've been in business, I've watched their business mature through the fine stewardship of Kurt Munson. But so he's taught me a whole lot as the years go by. But the aquariums has always been an important part of his institution. And we're there, you know, at first we used to be there like twice a week. And now they actually have a technician there that actually maintains most of it. But we're still there once a week just to kind of check up on it, or every other week just to check up on them and just to make sure they're doing well. Then he has another institution down in Northville. Is that right? I think it's Northville. And we're there, I believe it's once a week or once every other week, and we maintain that aquarium, and we're pretty much the sole responsibility of that particular aquarium setup.
Interesting. And one of the things that maybe the public doesn't know is that you guys will literally pick out the aquarium and the color scheme and everything that's going on with it to match the environment that people are looking for.
Yeah.
And when I've been in your store, I've actually heard phone calls from builders who are working on people's homes and are literally designing these tanks into the walls of some of the rooms that are in, and you guys just maintain it and build around that. Is that correct?
Yeah, there's a local builder that we work with, and we've probably done a half a dozen to a dozen tank setups with him, and it's been a learning curve for both of us. And one thing that we always invite a builder to do is to come in and look at how cabinets are made, because a builder knows how to build houses or knows how to build cabinets, but he doesn't necessarily, in almost all cases, he doesn't know how to build aquarium stands and proper cabinetry. So that's what we advise them on, or we offer some very professionally done carpenter grade cabinets. We have one set up on display at our store that's a curve-fronted tank, which is difficult to do with wood, and it's made out of solid walnut. Solid. And we're not talking veneer. We're talking solid walnut. Just beautiful stuff that we can do it out of cherry wood. We can do it out of jojoba wood. We can do it out of birch, maple, whatever you want. We can actually do it to fit any home decor.
Rick, in terms of the benefits of this, I would imagine that there's a tremendous effect for areas where you've got a business where people have to wait or are sitting in a waiting room or something like that. And I know you've talked with me about the benefits that the post office got when they set up the tank. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Well, it's a resetting of the clock. I mean, when they go into the post office and they're all stressed out, what one thing that the post office master or the post office attendant noticed, and he'd been there for 20 years prior, is that as soon as they set that aquarium up and had a fish on display, you know, it changed the entire temperament of the people that walk up to the counter, like all the anxiety and aggression. And Jake, you could probably talk a little bit about the tank we have up there at the Sparrow Hospital ICU.
Yeah, so the obviously when anytime anybody's in a hospital, it's a very stressful environment, especially when you're bringing your child to the ICU. So we do have a reef tank set up in the pediatric ICU at Sparrow. And I know on more than one occasion customers have come into the store after having their child in the ICU and been very grateful and thankful that we had that tank there to take them kind of at least away from the situation and actually just kind of, you know, off in, you know, the Caribbean island somewhere, you know, thinking about the fish and just really daydreaming, getting lost in it versus, you know, worrying about your child. Not that you're not concerned about them, but at least is, you know, a release, you know, from that situation. And so that's always, you know, kind of a proud moment for the store that we can at least alleviate any pain from anybody, you know, whether the high blood pressure, it's been proven that fish tanks will reduce that as well. So there's a lot of health benefits that you can get from having an aquarium in your home, you know, just, you know, outside of the pleasure of looking at them.
Well, and again, it depends on what level of interaction you're looking for. If they want Bruce to do everything, then you will do it. And if they want to be involved, they will. Rick, how, if someone is interested in setting up one of these tanks, what's the process that they need to follow? Just come into the store?
Yep. Simply come into the store. We even have classes. You know, if you want to do it all on your own, but you're just anxious about what the hobby's all about, we actually have classes on how to become fish hobbyists.
Fantastic. Well, Rick, we're going to go to the break. And after the break, we're going to talk about a brand new product that's come out, the Thunder Shirt. And we're going to interview Phil Blizzard, who is a Ford engineer who has created this unbelievable product that can calm your pets down when there's a storm, right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
I must admit, I can't explain.